You may have heard the centerpiece of the new healthcare law will be a website, like a Travelocity or Expedia for buying discount health insurance. Unfortunately, about 25% of the uninsured won't be able to use the website. The masterminds behind the new system say some of them have no computer, or they don't speak English or Spanish, or they have a disability. So federal grants are paying local organizations to offer in-person assistance. Patty Hayes of King County Public Health says outreach workers will bring computers to places such as food banks.
There are partners that will have portable tablets that will be going out to food banks. We'll be standing in line with those families, and if they want to enroll right there, working with them lifetime right where they're at.
You might find them at a library branch on Mondays and a mall on Tuesdays. The outreach workers first have to be trained and pass a test. Up to 80 different groups around the state will target different niches. So they could specialize in the Somali community of Tukwila or farm workers in Yakima. All of this happens in October. They need 130,000 people to sign up in the first 3 months. For some of those, insurance will be free, but others will have to pay. And the strategists still haven't figured out what message will convince a healthy 27-year-old to pay $100 plus every month for insurance. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.